Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having more fun than the law allows in Washington, D.C. Don't tell anybody we're having this much fun. Somebody will surely come and stop us. Broadcasting live from the 2006 NFIB Small Business Summit, and I'm excited about introducing you to a guy named Frank Chatala. Frank is the owner of Da Vinci Restaurant in Columbus, Ohio. Frank, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And Da Vinci Restaurant. Now, you are you're not first generation immigrant from Italy. You did immigrate from Italy.
That's correct.
From Italy when you were 5 years old.
That's correct.
So, what was that all about?
Well, it's just my grandparents had immigrated here in the 50s, and my father he couldn't come at that time since he had a family.
Yeah.
And we had to wait till we could get the proper paperwork, and he came here. I was five. My sisters were, I think, 12 or 13 years old, and he came here for better opportunities, just like all the immigrants. That
right, over. Absolutely. And so he moved here in 68 with
correct.
You.
That's correct.
And only about 5 years, 6 years later, he started the Da Vinci Restaurant.
He had a sister and some brothers here that already had a restaurant, so he worked for them for
in Cleveland?
In Columbus.
Yeah.
So he worked for them for, you know, 5-6 years, saved
right.
up money,
right,
and then started his own place.
I got you. Now, obviously, it's an Italian restaurant.
Correct.
Right. what's the favorite dish?
Lasagna, veal parmesan.
Now, what kind of lasagna? Is this the real lasagna with just the meat sauce over the top, or has he got meat sauce inside?
No, it's meat sauce inside.
Inside. Okay. Right. Is that the real lasagna, or is that... Is that southern lasagna? Northern lasagna tends to have the meat sauce not on the inside, right?
Correct. And
more cheeses in the middle.
More cheeses, right.
Yeah.
Ricotta. And
that's northern.
That's more northern.
Southern's more... See, I always thought the meat sauce inside was more of an American thing, but that's a southern Italy thing, huh?
Yeah, everybody has their own version.
I'm glad we got this cleared up because this has been bugging me, Frank. I needed to know this information. Okay. So you took over. You run the business now?
We have, I have a sister, as I mentioned. Her husband
right.
is heavily involved. His name is Greg. So it's mainly the two of us.
I got
and,
you. How many employees?
About 60.
Yeah. So, and you're open 7 days a week?
Yeah, we're actually, right now, we're shut down for a while. We're remodeling.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How does that work out? What do you do while you shut down?
We're staying busy.
Are you?
We have a lot to do where we're.
How long are you gonna be shut down?
About 9 months.
That's tough, isn't it? I mean,
it'll be tough, but
you got to plan for that, right?
You got to
put a few bucks back to plan for that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that. What do you hope to accomplish this week? I know you're already having a great time, but you're going to Capitol Hill in a little while, aren't you?
Going to Capitol Hill and going to speak to our state center, our senators and congressmen, elected mm-hmm. officials.
Who are those people, by the way?
For me, it's Mike DeWine.
Oh,
Senator
great
DeWine.
American.
Yeah, and yeah. Senator
Are you happy with DeWine?
I am personally not happy with DeWine.
You're not? Okay.
No.
Why?
Well, I a little bit too soft on business issues, in my opinion.
Oh, is he?
I was thinking he was doing a pretty good job,
but maybe not. You would know more than me.
I didn't like, when he went with the group of 14.
Oh, yeah.
Or however many that they were.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think that was appropriate.
I see. All right. You going to tell him that today?
Little things.
You going to tell him that today?
I may tell him.
I think you ought to.
I probably won't tell him that, but I will. Because in a short amount of time, I'll probably have.
Right. You don't want to beat up on him too bad, huh?
No, I want to focus on things that are still on the table.
Positive things he can do, right?
Estate taxes.
Exactly. He's a supporter
business.
Of estate taxes, isn't he?
Yeah,
Of abolishing estate tax.
Abolishing it. Well,
is he not a supporter?
I hope he is. I'll find out for sure today.
Get back with me and let me know about
okay.
that. Because I'd like to know about it. Is he going to be here today?
He's not going to be here at the...
I was thinking he was going to be at the summit today.
At the summit. I don't think so.
What about health care? How big a deal is that to you?
That's huge. That's big, tall, small
business.
That's
expensive, isn't it?
Very expensive.
Very expensive.
I will tell you that health savings accounts have been not talked about enough.
Right.
I think they are
on
fantastic.
This show. It has. I've been talking about them since I was talking about them when they were MSAs, not HSAs.
Well, good job.
And I actually own an HSA.
And small business owners should be looking at.
They need to know more about that.
It's a
very important way to solve the healthcare problem, isn't it? The healthcare insurance problem.
It's a big step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And small business owners need to, you know, I have to be hard on them sometimes because they do wear a lot of hats, but they do need to take the time and effort to do the research and do the homework on it.
Right.
You can't just complain about problems. If there's potential solutions.
There are some solutions out there we've been handed.
You need to take some time to research them and understand.
But we need small business health plans, don't we?
We need small business health plans.
Did DeWine voted for that, I think. I'm pretty sure he did.
I think he did. I think Senator Voinovich is.
Vasiliy Voinovich. He's the guy. He voted against him, I think.
I think he did.
Yeah, we need to talk to him about
and
that.
And that's one of the things that we will talk to him about.
Are you going to talk to Voinovich today?
Yes, I am.
Tell him I said I'm disappointed in him.
I'll tell him I'm disappointed.
Yeah, you do. Tell him you got a lot of folks disappointed in him about that. But we're going to give him a chance to redeem himself for the next vote, right?
Absolutely. Well, always has a chance to redeem himself.
What's it like being a family-owned business? How's that work out?
You know, there's pluses and minuses. Family dynamics are different than, you know, other small businesses.
Right.
So a lot of things are similar to small businesses, but then you throw into family dynamics, and there's some positive and negatives to it.
Well, it's good that you got folks you can trust.
That's the good
but
part.
But there's always the baggage, right? Mom always loved you better than me, right? That kind of thing.
I hope so.
Hey, listen, I can't wait to come to your restaurant. I need some food.
And if you're ever in Columbus,
Veal Parmesan. I love Veal Parmesan.
We'd love to have
you. How about angel hair pasta? You got angel hair
pasta? We have all that. Yeah.
What about fish? How do you cook your fish?
Mostly broiled.
All right. I like that. Italian, there's a place I used to go to. It's not there anymore. I used to get Italian baked snapper.
Italian cooking is very simple.
Yeah.
You know, little olive oil, little seasoning, and,
that's
and
right.
It's done.
Little tarragon, and you're in business, right?
So it's not very complicated. We don't have a lot of heavy sauces on the.
You got a website?
Yeah, DaVinciRistorante.com.
DaVinciRistorante.com, and it spells a lot easier than it sounds.
Right.
Hey, congratulations!
Thank you
on being here. I'm proud of you for doing that. And be sure to carry that message up to on Capitol Hill.
Well, we will.
Tell them about that.
We will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Frank Ciottola, ladies and gentlemen. He is going to leave us, but we're going to be right back with Barbara Quant. She's with Quality Environmental Professionals. She's a Midwest Regional Small Business Champion. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will be right back.
Now it's time to go home. And he makes it fast with one more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.